Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 13.
Ooh!
Unlucky for some.
Yes!
Yeah.
Sure you did that.
I did.
Yeah,
like
very
it.
Very good,
I
very clever.
Yeah.
Well done, Stephen.
I heard a story about a superhero who used to have a cape and the badge thing was the number 13 and he was just a lucky superhero.
Unlucky for the listeners, it seems, this week.
Dragging it on.
This week I'm joined by David Rees.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Surprising after that story. Also joined by Max Smith.
Hello there. Yes. Oh. Back again, boys. With yet another intro.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Really exciting.
Yeah.
Really good to be here.
Now, I'm worried that's taking it all out of you. You know, you've been ill for a few days. Not COVID.
No.
Been tested.
It came back negative.
Yeah. That's what I like to hear.
You've been ill and you're helping me applaud with that. Well, I can't do anything with this sound now. I'm fully out of commission.
This is Cameron Green, everybody.
Hey.
Hello. See Jimmy G.
See Jimmy
the
G.
The one-armed bandit.
Yeah, that's what they call him.
Cameron, you've torn your ligament.
Yeah.
So you told me at football.
Correct.
What happened? Go on, talk us through it.
The whole story from start to finish.
Yeah, please.
I got the ball from the keeper, didn't I? And then tried to pass it back to him and thought, you know, that's a simple pass. Yeah. Cannon's back off the back wall. And then as it's coming back to me, Raval don't over here, tried getting a touch on the outside of my boot, so jumped in the air like a graceful salmon, put one foot behind me in the air, so trying to touch it with any part of the outside of my boot, just to get it back under control and cover up for my mistake. I'm in the air, I overbalanced forward, and before I knew it, I just hit the floor with my elbow.
Crumpled.
Yeah. So my elbow then pushes my shoulder out of all its muscles and rips them all. And I
all
thought
of those muscles.
It had just been dislocated. So tried like pushing it back in and heard it pop and went, well, that'll be all right now. Just a dislocation. I can at least finish the game.
Yeah.
Just carried on playing for about 10 minutes. And then someone had a shot and I just instinctively threw my arm out to balance and heard it go like,
oh,
and felt it all pop in and went, I'll have to go home now.
Jeez.
So drove myself home and there's people driving past me looking into my car because I'm sat there going, on the gears.
He loves his heavy metal.
Got into Annabelle's and we tried ringing up Manchester A&E.
Yeah.
And they weren't having me. So then we thought, what do we do? I thought, well, if I am going A&E, I'm going to have a bath. So she helped me have a bath and get changed. And then we rung my mum. My mum come and picked me up. Drove
this
me
is
to
how you clean it. Half a job.
This is my boy we're talking about here.
Get in your ass, Greg.
It was daft o'clock at night and I rung her up and she's like, are you in a lot of pain? I was like, yes, mum. I'm coming right away. She turns up with the whole fucking brigade, like George, me nan, who just sat in George's car, and like made me wind down the window. Are you all right? Right. Yeah, nan, yeah. Thanks for coming. So get to A&E at about 2 in the morning and the woman at the A&E counter says, hello, love. Oh, are you all right? I felt like going, yeah, I'm just here fucking nosy. What the thing's going on?
Let's have a look
at what people in there at daft o'clock at night. Sweet Jesus of Nazareth.
Like was zombies. It a Friday as well?
It was like the Chernobyl extras casting room. All the people that they just cast off. Like, you look too strange. So I went in, went for triage, and they said, right, what happened? And I told them the story. Like, when was that? And then said about 6 hours ago now that and what do you do next? Like, did you drive home? Yeah, of course. Yeah.
She really
so
needed a
said,
shit.
Basically, what started out as being not so bad, I made a lot worse. And they said it's about 3 months off football.
Yeah.
Trying to go for about 6 weeks and just change my style of play.
Yeah.
Go from doing pretty much nothing to absolutely nothing. Walking around, that'll do me. So
it's
that's
a problem.
That's my tale.
A couple of days before, we'd be playing badminton. Mm. And you're like a duck to water with that.
Yeah, I've got a broken wing now.
No.
That's what they call me. He said he had terrific clearance on my backhand.
Nice.
He said it was like a DFS nice. Sale. It just never stopped. He was like,
that was his words, not mine.
Can I have nothing? Yeah. do you want to take everything from me? Yeah. He's been looking up. I saw some very nice gentlemen in Liverpool that said they love the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And they made a point of introducing themselves to me in the toilets.
Nice.
Very nice, very nice.
Yeah, the most embarrassing thing about it was, in the toilet, one of them was like, you look dirty.
You're
come
right,
on.
Darling.
come back to mine for a bath. I'll get you my mum in there. I've made it more embarrassing when they said, I recognise you from somewhere and in the bathrooms in this Liverpool thing. I was like, oh, have I been here before? I just pulled my mask down and went, Stephen Trump.
No, it's not that. Yeah. No, I've seen you at the other bathrooms, haven't I?
I should have posted on the wall.
I don't recognise you when you're not through the little hole. Yeah, that's been my life.
Well,
yeah. I don't know.
Thank you. Can't applaud.
Yeah, you don't have to clap yourself. A bit weird.
No, yeah. Dave, what have you been up to?
Me, back to work, doing my thing. It's nice to be there. Nice to be back.
Well, how many hours this week?
Done 8 hours. Technically 7.5 because I have a half hour break, which is nice.
What you doing your break?
Just mess around, you know. Go jungle gym. No, that's just a bit of joke.
Have a bit of joke.
We're rationing, you see. Yeah.
So the punchline will be later. Just had a walk around, see the sights around uni. I worked there before. So that was just nice. It's good to be back.
Yeah, nice.
A bit of structure.
Yeah, exactly. Getting up for something now, instead of breakfast.
Instead of life.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just, depressed. I'm not. It's just fun.
So do you feel like you need work to have a purpose in life?
I feel like I ought to do something, because otherwise I'm just getting up and taking Gillingham to the semi-finals of
FIFA career.
The World Cup, yeah.
Gillingham in the World Cup.
I football know well.
Taking Gillingham out of England.
Yeah.
GNP.
Exactly.
Oh, nice. World Cup with Gillingham in two seasons. Completely,
mate. Yeah, they asked me to stop playing.
Fair enough.
What about yourself, Steve?
I was meant to be writing on Saturday night, and then I got a message from Kellux, a great friend of the podcast, said, "Would you commentate on that lad and Merck's in that Rose battle?"
Oh, yes, bro!
Bloody made me go there, didn't you?
I did.
Max says about it. And then so he said, "Will you narrate this video?" And it was like a 30 minute poker video. So I was watching that. I think the winner gets a Bitcoin, basically.
Oh, wow.
Which is worth 56,000.
Fucking hell, man. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, dollars.
Jeez. About £2 to us, isn't it? Great Britain.
Not worth a pot of piss in.
So then I was going through that, and that was my Saturday night and Sunday morning, just going through commentating that. It was annoying how I could work hard on someone else's stuff, but then on my own, I'm just, do that later.
It's just, that's the thing. I find that with my YouTube, and not the Franco's, great time to plug hole.
Cam's been plugging a few holes in the bathroom.
Yeah. Right. Tony, because I need someone to open the door for me and they don't let me out.
Sure.
Your ear, I've got someone to ask someone else's you can work on.
No, please, the bit's finished. See, I'll bring my 100% to your stuff.
Oh,
but
God.
To my stuff. my 100% is pretty good, as you can tell. So, no, and then to there, I'll just barely show up. It's just the other half of me.
And remember, that is not the Franco there. I feel like Dave gives too much effort here, then. Check out, not the Francos.
I've never heard Dave finish 100% of a sentence. Much as I love you. Just words in a random order. Yeah. You put them together yourself. Yeah. You're like speaking jigsaw.
I feel like a Pokemon. I don't actually know what my 100% is.
You haven't evolved yet.
Exactly. Waiting until I get to that.
So maybe you go from Dave to David.
That'd be the dream. Yeah, that's the dream. And then David. Yeah,
you've got me thinking of all the different evolutions you could be now. Yeah. If we're trained in different areas.
Divdo.
Divdo. Yeah.
I'm fucking Divdo, mate.
The final form, Divdo.
I'm at 100% now. I'm fucking Divdo, mate.
Kill it.
Put it out its misery.
Kill me, mate. Divdo.
I'm a water type. Stop pissing on me.
Stop it.
Get him out of jungle gym.
Oh, he's just messing around on his break.
His break from what?
He's employed.
What percentage are you at work?
Work.
110?
Yeah.
110%,
yeah,
you're
going to
say.
Yeah. No, I barely show up there as well. Just can I no be asked.
Did any of you watch the Line of Duty final episode?
I got like Graham Sooners was H or something. That's all anyone.
No.
Not for me, Line of Duty, I'm afraid. Apparently very good though, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, not the final. The finale, even. It's been going for years. Joe, you watch it.
Yeah.
There's a... No, need to stop me talking, mate.
It's all one tracks. If I cough, it'll go with what you say.
It's authentic.
Okay, no, fair enough. Sorry. Restart and I'll come.
Watching Line of Duty.
Oh, boy. Got a proper frog in my throat.
And there's this character on it in around series 3 when it peaked. And I remember seeing him walk past the building I lived in once, and I was telling everybody. Most people said, I don't watch Line of Duty.
Didn't tell me.
And then he started following me on Twitter.
Nice.
His name's Craig Parkinson. You've interviewed him.
Good guy. I've got his phone number.
It's going across the bottom of the screen now. Give him a call. But basically, I was just tweeting at the end of this finale saying, you know, I just want him back because he was so good, and you don't realise that's going to be the peak.
Yeah.
I just think they've realised that the show's worth a lot of views and money. Maybe the BBC have gone, oh, we'll just milk this.
Yeah.
The sort of issue is that people are a little bit entitled, like these viewers, and myself included. You go, that's it. All I've done is sit on my arse for 6 weeks and watch it.
Binge it out.
Yeah.
It's an odd one. Do you watch a lot of TV shows like that? Like, because like we've been burned before with Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Oh, that's hard.
You know, there's a lot of shows. Do you watch a lot of sort of story-based...
Yeah, I've watched Friends. She got off the plane.
Well done.
Seinfeld's better.
Actually, I'm Friends now. I'm a fan of it. But
something's going off. You fucking dunce.
We can hear that.
How does Joe end? That's what I want to know.
We'll find out later on the podcast.
Mexican's going to be back.
Imagine if Joe was like our equivalent of H and he was sending off all the segments like the Jackmate podcast. He's like a bent podcast host. And we found out
could be a new character.
A bent podcast.
The season finale's Joe going, well, fucking done. From the corner of the room.
No, when Joe the initial would just be Jay though, so it's someone else. Who's Jay? Oh, well.
H stands for half a job. Speaking of which, it's time to slag off a podcast.
Yay!
I was contacted by the Max and Harvey podcast who sent me the clips of us talking about them. I didn't realise at one point I just go, Max, what do you think of the Max and Harvey podcast? It's shit, isn't it? they watch this, so thank you very much to them. I take back everything we said. Yeah. Thank you very much for watching this shit.
Yeah, cheers.
Slagging off a podcast is bringing people together. Thank you, Max and Harvey.
We can join forces.
Take that. Yeah, if they want to slag us off, we just need more eyes on us, please.
Whatever you can do.
Oh wow.
This week it's a retrospective slagging off.
Looking back.
Yeah, because I don't even think we did slag them off on this segment. It's just in general, I was speaking about my terrible time on the E-Boys podcast, RIP. It's now dead.
Yeah.
It's joined Maggie in the mud.
Wow. Maggie Simpson.
Connect the dots there.
Mr. Burns just shot him back.
Come at me. You fronted.
We're just going to have a minute silence for the E-Boys podcast.
Okay. Well, I wish they had a minute silence on their podcast.
I had 40 minutes silence. Don't ask me a question. Fucking idiots.
Yeah.
So let that be known to anyone we slag off, except for Max and Harvey. They're there. Yeah. Our words can kill.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It's not just Will and E getting fed up again, like he's done in the past. This is, you know, the power we have. Fear us.
That's it, yeah.
Danny
yeah.
Dyer and your daughter. Danny Dyer. Yeah. You've been warned. Cameron, anyone else you want to warn that?
I'm far too afraid that I don't have the clout to go and come with someone on the
Take down Joe Rogan right here, right now. Down the lens, yeah.
Joe Rogan, your studio looks like a barbecue smokehouse.
Yes. A lot of people have gone for this wooden effect. Logan Paul started doing it.
I fucking hate wood effect stuff.
You know what I mean?
We got virtual wood.
I
have some virtual wood left. Yeah. What?
It's metal. It's metal.
Let's just bring it back.
Bring it back to ending the E-Boys.
Yeah.
And remembering that, you know, deep down.
I'm stroking my virtual wood to that.
Exactly.
And what is your problem? Hey?
Virtual wood.
You never played Cyberpunk?
You ever play Minecraft?
Virtual spunk.
Yeah, that's more family friendly. That's much more family friendly.
Anyway, lads. Sorry, boys, that your podcast is no more. I was probably the reason it died off. not through this, just through being on yours.
You saved it, mate. You saved it.
I didn't.
Didn't you say you didn't realise Stephen was
I did. I did.
Yeah.
He's too busy running around Salford. Going, don't know. Chasing ducks.
Speaking of things ending, Joe, your time
is now. The countdown's going.
Is that what it is?
Bill Gates is getting divorced.
Oh, I saw about that.
He's worth how much?
124 billion.
130 billion.
Mate, 6 billion off.
Hey, it's quite a lot.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah. There's a billion people in the world. Yeah. You're wrong. no prenup. So.
Doesn't owe her nothing.
Is that not really. I mean, I might show my age here. I might show the effects of my upbringing in a small northwest town, parochial, with parochial views.
I thought it was pronounced Prescott.
Very good. I think it's just not on that she's going to get so much money from that.
65?
He's set loads of, well, they've set loads of charities up together.
Yeah.
Fair enough and all this. It won't matter to him, will it?
I think, you know, after that, so many years together, it's probably amicable.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If I know BG like I do, then he'd be happy for her to have some money.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think I read that she doesn't want like that much, or she doesn't want the spouse support.
Mm-hmm. Have you not seen the meme of that guy going? He's in Liverpool. Going, I swear to God, Bill Gates owes me dough. He's like, this is Melinda Gates turning up with no prenup to court. Bill Gates owes me dough. And he said years ago, it's exciting to see what people are going to be doing with Windows computers in 30 years' time. And someone tweeted him, looks like your cock was Microsoft. You're announced.
Max isn't laughing at that. Nice. Too close to home.
It's never soft.
Yeah, baby.
Never soft.
Apple penis. Shit.
Don't want to bite in that. Speaking of apple penis.
Pineapple penis.
Max, there was a big storm near your end. No, we didn't have diarrhea again. You might have had diarrhea. Who knows? You're ill. Probably have. Yeah, Manchester United fans were kicking off at the weekend. Is anything kicking off in Manchester?
Hey.
You got the game cancelled.
Hey.
But it was chaos. Yeah. You know what? They sort of had a right to do it, but then. Yeah. There's always a pile of dickheads. They probably don't even realise what they're doing. They've just seen it on the mate's Snapchat. They run down, oh, yeah, lad. Let's fucking boot a steward in the head.
Yeah, that was bad. Yeah.
They don't care about the effects the ESL have had on football in the mainstream.
It's not even that.
And how it's destroying such a working class sport. All they care about is just beating each other up, and sort of ruining a beautiful game.
So true.
There you go.
Yeah. Didn't expect that.
No. He did this the other week, but in an accent, so people didn't take it seriously. But yeah, guys, if you're gonna you know, stand up for something. Stand up for the Stephen Tries podcast, please.
Yeah, well, where's all
yeah,
right?
Take some banners to Old Trafford.
Yeah.
Demand the Glazers' full support for this podcast.
Imagine if they backed us.
Our sponsor this week.
More likely to turn up and have to fucking find space for Donny van der Beek to sit here with us. Speak to him
reference.
In Dutch.
Yeah, love man. Moving on to something I thought was weird. Leanne from Little Mix was pregnant. That's not weird. I'm not making assumptions of her uterus.
But I am.
Twice hard.
Which one's she?
Leanne in Little Mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the one who's dating Andre Gray from Watford.
Right.
And who's he?
Striker for Watford. Anyway, they did a pregnancy announcement photo shoot. Okay, sure. She was there with a tummy out. And then Andre Gray, her partner, he was shirtless as well.
Nice. What's the fucking point?
What are you showing off? With anticipation.
It's fucking... Why has he got his...
Maybe he's jealous.
I've seen that before with couples. I understand why the woman's topless showing a stomach... Because it's pregnant and there's a bump.
Yeah. I've one fully. Can't wait to get my belly out in the event that Annabelle gets up the job. I'm just gonna walk around all the time like fucking shit, right, dear, you know.
Has he got a good stomach? Is it like a well-toned stomach?
As of the footballer,
maybe as past his prime. Watford.
Andre
I mean,
Gray.
The people that play for Watford, I assume they're pretty shit.
Just got promoted to the Premier League.
Yeah, just come
you did well before with your football talk. Mm-hmm. Come on,
hey, football.
There's actually a player for Watford.
I feel trying to put Polo into this fucking podcast again.
You know, there's a player for fucking hell, that snuck up on me there. There's a player for Watford called Troy
Back
Deeney
in the
who.
Don't have a shit here. Oh. You're out, love. He's not used to a muff near his mouth.
I'm literally crippled. This is a hate crime.
Crippled with laughter.
Hey. Makes a fucking change.
More like crippled.
Hey. Oh, give me that one.
Clip that up.
He's not even clapping.
I am clapping.
Suggestions.
I heard that noise coming from the bathroom.
Yeah, anyway.
Too much.
Troy Deeney's got a podcast which is probably going to be higher on the podcast ratings than this one.
No, because this is in the comedy charts and he's in the dickhead charts.
Also, it's not all about numbers, man.
No.
Yeah, true.
If it was all about numbers, I wouldn't come in, man.
Yeah.
If I've learned anything this week, it's that people really do appreciate this podcast.
Enough to cost
me in toilets.
Yeah. Lord of love, Lord of love, Lord of love for the podcast.
Olé, Joe, you quieting down? How many times?
Thought we were getting burgled.
It's now time for headline news.
You ready?
Yep, that's why I announced it. If you can tell me the Lucas, then I'd be quite surprised, to be honest. Thanks, Joe.
So this is mad. This isn't even a comedy story. It's just mad.
No way.
The twins who ran into traffic before stabbing a man to death.
I know this one.
Go on then, Dave.
It was in England, but they're Swedish.
Okay. My guess is Bolivia.
Wales.
Dave's right.
Boom! First time anyone's got that right. Very proud of myself.
You knew
extremely
it,
right as well.
You knew it. If you'd have just played it off as you didn't know, I would have been impressed.
True. Damn it.
You know...
Absolutely crazy story.
Mate, I saw the documentary. It was insane.
I'm
absolutely
very
documentary.
Do you want to explain?
No, your segment, mate. You go for it.
Shit. Okay, so two twin sisters from Sweden. They come to England. They got on a bus to London. And the bus driver kicks them off because they're acting fucking weird. They got bags. They won't let anyone touch them.
Are these people getting on the bus with bags? Why are people coming over to touch the bags in the first place?
Oh, have you never been on a bus?
No, I've never been on a bus.
Never been on a bus
with my bag.
Some people are going, share alike.
Yeah.
Let me touch your bag. Come on. Anyway.
Me and Max are off to the toilet. Yeah.
And so in the services, they're still acting a bit crazy. Some guy calls the police. The police turn up. And then the twins are like, fuck you. You're here to kill us. They run into, because obviously they're on the services, they run into the motorway. One gets hit by a lorry and has her legs crushed. The other one gets hit by a Fiat, falls back, stands up and just keeps trying to run across the road and keeps getting hit by cars and stuff until the police manage to fucking sedate her, put her in the back of an ambulance, drive off. She then wakes up. The police find her mentally stable enough to leave.
So she leaves. She's walking down the street with a hammer, whacking herself on the head. A guy then picks
probably
her up.
Got it from IKEA.
Yeah, hey, Sweden.
Maybe. Great Swedish place, yeah. This guy picks her up and is like, you're coming back with me because you're fucking crazy and you're going to kill yourself. She then stabs him 7 times. And then the police give her like a few years in prison because they're like, oh, she was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, they got arrested over here, but then they sent them back to Sweden. And then it was like, that's your problem now.
That was a mad story.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And I knew that was great for Headline News.
Watch the documentary, because the documentary is really good.
Or listen
and
to this
insane
podcast.
Or price either way.
Now to have a reliable source.
Yeah. Ooh.
One word, okay? One word segment. This week's source is Apple.
No.
Fine.
Porky?
Tasty. Well done.
Two great segments in a row.
Yeah, wow. Fantastic.
Anyone else like crackling?
I'd love crackling.
You know, it's how nice crackling.
Love it,
mate. I've got sauce with crackling. Yeah. I've got really, really hankering for it now.
Yeah. I love crack. I don't.
Oh.
I'm going to have some of that later, I reckon.
Crack and applesauce.
Speaking of
crack,
yeah, this is my crack. Hey. It's Manscaped.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, big fan of Manscaped. Flowers are blooming. The grass is growing. Surely that isn't a euphemism for pubes, because it's sort of what they go against. Yeah. And it's time to chop the wheat. Oh, fuck. Sorry, guys. Yeah. I just stepped all over that. Should have read it before. Thanks to our sponsor, Manscaped Trademark, you can trim your holes safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, have an exclusive offer for our audience. Use code STP to get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Join the other 2 million men who trust Manscaped. They're here to make sure you are trimmed and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. I like the cut of their jib.
Did it say trim your hole?
Yeah. You know your bum?
That went right through me, that whole thing.
Well, it wouldn't do if you use the Manscaped guard on your trimmer. That'll just tidy up your tush.
About fucking time.
It even helps out with your front beard.
As opposed to back beard.
Me a pirate.
Backbeard's nemesis. That's Manscaped.
I imagine he wears like one of those onesies with like the bum cut out, so you can just see the beard.
I pictured you were kidnapped, taken to the brig,
shivering,
and then someone turns up, bends over, and they go,
"Arrgh!" Got a little face drawn.
Jesus.
This come from me booty.
There you go.
Beautiful.
It was just what we do. It wasn't written. It was spontaneous and improv.
True.
I've dropped a black pearl.
Speaking of incredible hygiene, Manscaped has formulations. That's what I should have worked out while we were going off there. There's formulations to keep you fresh and ready for everything that comes your way all day. The Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturiser. It's starting to get hot outside, and this is crucial, so your ball stops sticking to your leg. Speaking of smelling fresh, complete your grooming game this spring with the new refined cologne signature scent by Manscaped. This stuff is legit and will have you smelling like royalty. The cologne is light, approachable and gentlemanly in the right ways. Mm-hmm. You'll be the talk of the next quarantine hang. Smell good, feel good this spring. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code STP at manscaped.com. Do yourself a favour and always use the right tools for the job. Thank you very much. Now, this week's talking point is people we hate. We're going to start off with David Rees.
My number one hate at the minute, I can't aspire, is Jake Paul. Massive hating for him. Just like his cockiness, his arrogance.
Yeah.
And the fact that he won't fight anyone proper.
That works for him, though. That's his whole thing.
And that's what annoys me even more about him. He gets success
off it.
Exactly.
He's weaponized.
Man's on brand.
I must say, I respect it in a way, because, like you say, he's like what he's doing is doing.
It works for him.
Exactly. So I respect that. But
respect
I think
the hustle,
awful
man.
Awful person.
Nah, man.
Deserves to be shot.
Mother Teresa, man.
He's weird in a way, isn't he? Because I saw him on the True Geordie podcast, and I remember saying how likeable he was. he sort of just changes his persona, and he does a, I've seen recently he's talking about his harsh upbringing, having to do gardening when he was 16.
Oh yeah, landscaping and stuff, wasn't it? Yeah.
But someone showed him the area he lived in, and he lives in like well-off area, middle class. And like everyone in our school was doing landscaping jobs.
Also, I bet his grandma didn't make him wear his own wear one of her blouses whilst he was doing it. Yeah, come at me with that gardening bullshit. Yeah,
yeah, man.
My second one, quite a clear and obvious one: Adolf Hitler. Done a lot of bad things in the
Finally
past.
Someone said it.
It's got to be him finished.
He's going to get cancelled at this point.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
I like how Jake Paul's worse than Hitler.
Fuck 215.
Is there anyone you've known in your own life that you've disliked?
Yes.
You have to name them, but
I'm gonna do it anyway. Her name's Megan.
Megan.
I don't know how to describe her, right? She's just the most weirdest person in the world, and she'd purposely do things just to get under your skin, you know?
Where did you meet her?
She was in my sixth form.
Okay.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah.
Those further education people.
Oh, look at me. I'm doing things.
Where did you meet her again?
She was ginger. That didn't bother me.
Yeah, sure. Don't look at me when you say that.
Please keep me on. She could have done possible just to get under your skin. And she was just so dopey as well. And I mean, I can't explain about like saying how dopiness, because I'm not the prime example.
Yeah.
But this wordplay alone is enough to show you dopiness.
But
she was doing a dance. We had to do this dance. And then she'd go, and then we're like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. You're like, well, you do, because everyone, you've been doing it normal. She did it for attention as well.
Did you never tell her that you fancied her then?
No, I was just fuming.
Was it just you looking in a mirror with a ginger wing?
Oh, I hate you so much.
About right.
Dave Doll! Meg Doll!
She was just so... It was the attention seeking that done me in, I think, mainly, but... Just aggravating.
Fair enough. Max?
Hate's a strong word, but there are people that obviously I dislike heavily. Mm. First one's Adolf Hitler.
Yes.
Closely tied with Osama bin Laden.
Yes.
So just get it out of the way. Yeah. As for celebrities nowadays that the audience would know of, Michael McIntyre.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he was the first person that made me dislike stand up.
Yeah. I have to say I fucking agree with that. Boring. I don't hate him, but he's the worst English comedian in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I agree with you on that one.
As for people that I know personally, I knew someone who was arrogant. I hate arrogant people.
Should we call them Stuart or Peeven or something?
Yeah. It's one of them. It's people that are arrogant for no reason and look down at everyone else.
Mm.
Like, or just won't talk to you, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
No chance of me looking down on anyone.
I didn't fucking name you, did I? I'm not saying it's you.
It's just
I didn't go to school with you, did I, Cameron Green?
Was it a school friend?
No, they were not a friend, but college.
Okay, nice, Cameron.
As Max said, hate is a very strong word.
Yeah.
I feel the when you hate someone, there's a fine line between love and hate. There's one person in the world who can really just fucking. I switch like that and they've just pissed me off straight away and I become like instantly really angry, and it's my sister, because she's known me for so long. She knows exactly how to fucking get on my nerves just like that.
Yeah,
and I'm suddenly just
true.
Right, so years ago my mum is looking through, she's like cleaning my sister's room and she finds a diary from when she was a little kid, and my sister's wrote in a diary, "Today I'm going to get Cameron in trouble by pinching myself." And she'd write like, "Today I've got Cameron in trouble by doing this."
How do we know it's not you that wrote it in the diary?
We used to do this thing as well when we were in trouble. Like, my mum would blame one of us and we'd go, "Look, it wasn't me that did it, but I'll take the blame." And then the other one would go, "It wasn't me that did it, but I'll take the blame." Yeah. I can't let them take the blame. So then neither of us ever get in trouble. That's why we're both such evil Machiavellian people today. Yeah, she really get on my nerves, but that's that one.
I know how to pipe your point. Point your nerve. Get on your nerves.
Like, I know what you mean. I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Get on your nerves.
Get on your nerves.
Push your buttons.
Push the buttons.
We used to make each other cry.
I'll have a so bottom much.
We used to just like two. Say I'd say to her like, you're bad at maths, and then she goes to me, you're fat, and we do this just constantly until both of us were in like floods of tears. It's like, you've ruined your 21st, you've ruined your 18th, because you're just stood on the stage, all the family's there like 2 + 2 = and she's like, jump it. Yeah, you just ruin the day. Your nan's funeral's ruined. Only because she can't count. You can't count calories. It's all coming back to me, you know what I mean?
Flooding.
Half me, mum.
Bad jokes, eh?
Yeah, it's killer, innit? So I hate Andy Robertson as well.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where, you know, given a different circumstance, I always say someone you hate is just a friend you haven't found common ground with yet.
Yeah.
Got the same way with the summer bin Laden.
Yeah.
Just waiting to.
To be fair, he would have been locked underground as well, like you.
You could have gone to the same barbers.
Osama bin Barbin.
Osama bin Hardon.
Yeah.
Go on, show it for the camera. Yeah.
Get it zoomed in.
Cheers, guys.
Confidence boost. Mate.
Can I change my list? I'm going to start a podcast with Joe McGrath.
No one watch it.
Well, you hear this, Joe?
You fucking made it so everyone could.
You've been doing it your whole life, Joe. I just mentioned your name once.
Yeah, you're right about sisters, though.
Yeah,
you like know my sister, you know, she's like a normal adult, but then she can wind me up. And then when she sees you're annoyed, just keeps going and keeps going.
Sure. It's I'd do anything for her if she was, you know, in trouble or anything, no problem. But then,
yeah.
I only want to protect her because then I can kill her myself. Have that satisfaction. You know what I mean?
You're doing it all wrong.
She hates this. She knows I hate crisps. I hate crisps as well. So one day,
what?
When you touch them, they leave a horrible residue.
The grease.
It's difficult to clean off the smell. She put Skips all the way up the stairs to my room, and then like underneath my pillows. So then I clean them all up and was like, I'm ready for bed. And then put my whole arm under my pillows and was like, oh. Nearly took my arm off.
I have to say, that is class. So I respect that. I respect that. That's good. Yeah. Good little wind up merchant.
Imagine bringing a girl back.
Get full of the skips.
Bed full of skips.
I like a little Scooby snack at night. Just lift up the.
Sting's a fucking prawn cocktail. You fat bastard. You like.
No! My sister comes in with the crisps on open and goes. They're stinking.
People I've hated. In primary school, there was a lad who didn't take to. In year six, we just kept tripping each other up in football. And then into high school, still didn't like him. Mm. One science lesson, he just kept telling me he was going to batter me. I was just laughing because, you know, I knew he wasn't capable of that. But he sort of, he didn't have the build or the capabilities to be a bully, but he liked to think he was.
Mm. Hate people like that as well.
Yeah, and he used to just say terrible things, and he thought he was above people.
Yeah.
I remember he was in, what's that bar in St. Helens? Like,
Wobbs?
Yes, he was in
that. Instant Wobbly Bobs just from the character of the man.
So
it's grim.
Pretty much the average
Bobs.
Price for a drink is £1 in there, and he's there in a full tweed suit. Sat at the bar. You twat. Who do you think you are?
Yeah. He used to say about that place, if you stood. Well, obviously, I stood on the floor. But if they flipped it upside down, you'd hang off the ceiling.
Yeah.
Oh, is that sticky?
But he used to just say horrible things to people, and he got beaten up a few times.
Good.
Did he still not learn his lesson, or is it still?
I imagine now he's matured and probably, hopefully, past that point in his life. You know, I don't hate him anymore. It was just back in school. Mm. It was, just disliked him.
Great to be Donald Trump.
That's when my mind changed.
Year 6 teacher. Tim
and Chaz changed my life.
Also, threatened to batter you, or?
No, he was.
Everyone in school, yeah.
He thought he was better than the kids. Followed himself, talked down to us a lot.
Yeah. Who fucking Royal Rumble your chemistry lessons, man?
Have fight.
New teacher comes in like Rey Mysterio, battering down the door.
Just fucking clotheslining everyone.
You up here.
You're a Bunsen burner. Watch out.
not even plugged in. The types of people I dislike: cocky, hate cocky people.
Yeah, great.
And then people that call themselves funny. So I've done that. But it's people who call themselves a comedian. It sort of makes me go, come on then. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like,
prove what you are.
It's who do you think you are? Mm. And the Wembley Cup, the two twats from that, it's somebody who called themselves a comedian, thought they were funny.
Sorry.
And someone who thought they were better than everyone else. So those two combined, I disliked them for a long time. Mm. Still do.
I hate, because I don't think I am a comedian.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, oh, what do you do? Oh, I do, you know, videos. Oh, you're a comedian. Tell us a joke. Fuck, I know.
That's the worst.
It's just cringy, I think.
Yeah, it is.
You're, like, cringy. Meeting one person off who you don't like and then teaming up as, like, Big Show and Randy Lawson.
Yeah.
Randy Lawson.
Randy
Lawson. And Helen Slell in a fucking cell.
I'm just watching you go, you need oil it up a bit more.
Come on. I hate how I'm called Big Show. Fuck you. No one's picked that up, have they? Fuck off.
I'll get him some crisps later.
You've got chronic masturbator Lawson on one side and a fat bloke on the other.
Out of nowhere.
Watch out.
He's eating.
You're hitting me.
Chuck him out and roll.
Money in the wank, baby.
Celebrities are this, like Cara Delevingne. Don't know why. Don't like her.
Really?
Doesn't
Which
interview well.
That?
Skinny one.
Eyebrows model.
Yeah. Okay. She was in Suicide Squad, the main villain.
Yeah.
She's
God, she was, yeah.
A bit full of herself. Gemma Collins. She's a bit full. She's a horrible person. I've heard from people who've filmed with her, and also. When Zoe was in Essex, she has a shop there, Gemma Collins, and it's for like bigger ladies' clothing. Zoe was just in there, just walking around, and she kicked her out. She wasn't like size 18 or whatever.
Wow,
completely. I mean, Zoe could have been buying it for someone else,
like a pet present.
Or, I
for Gemma because she was such a big fan.
A place for us, finally.
But she just kicked her out. What a terrible business model.
You ever seen that clip of? It's like behind the scenes on her ITV show, and she says she's got like thrush or something, and she goes like to a cameraman, "Oh, smell that!"
Oh, mate!
And, but the thing cameraman's like balking. He's like, "Oh, it's horrible, isn't it?"
But yeah, I've just heard she's a horrible diva who doesn't. Yeah, she's not Mariah Carey, is she?
No,
she's got no talent, is she? It's one of those rich people that have made it through. Just being an arsehole. Yeah.
And then I used to hate, I don't even remember him from Mock the Week, the bald guy, Andy Parsons. I used to hate him for some. The only laugh he'd get was when he walked up to the microphone and he'd sort of go, and then that'd be his laugh. And then it'd just go downhill from that.
Yeah.
But I don't know why.
No, I'm with you there.
I can't think of him.
Because I think the other people were very good.
Yeah.
You had like Frankie Boyle who
smashed
the antithesis of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you had, was it Hugh Dennis?
Hugh Dennis.
He was very good.
You ever seen like Superman 2 where all those people fly off in the cellophane strip?
Yes.
And it's like a little telly screen flying off. Imagine that's Andy Parsons when they got rid of Old Man of the Week. He's just flying off somewhere in space like
in the Phantom Zone.
In the Phantom Zone.
In space, nobody can hear you laugh.
Nobody can hear your shit comedy anymore. That'd be a great aliens film.
It's not nice.
We've
got to
get out the airlock. Stay in. Get back in.
Then characters, like fictional characters. A weird one is Andy Bernard in The Office, the US Office. When he first comes in, he's the most annoying character I've seen.
Ed Helms.
Yeah. It's just the way, but of course you like him in the end. He's one of the more lovable characters, but when he's first in there, she's, oh God. The Hunger Games President Snow.
Yeah,
you know that
just a knob.
Bad guy, guy, not likable at all.
You're supposed to like hate those people.
Well, it's good writing.
Exactly, yeah.
But then this one, I found a lot of women seem to hate Ross in Friends.
I love Ross, he's one of my favourites.
A lot of guys like Friends, Ross, but then women like, oh, Ross is the worst character. I think it's just because he's not great with women, maybe.
And he's a bit whingy, I find.
David
Ross.
Schwimmer's character.
He's whiny.
That's his character.
And I must say, he's my favourite, Ross.
I love Ross.
I hate him. I'd rather watch Seinfeld.
Max,
I prefer Frasier to the Lorimer.
No. I remember
get off your high horse. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
look at me. Check out the IQ on this fucking guy. Yeah. Ooh, boy. you know,
I see something of myself in David Hyde Pierce, but I won't tell you what bit of myself.
Talking about penis.
Yeah.
Bring it back. Hire me.
Subtle. Now it's time for Stephen Lyne.
Stephen Lyne.
Cam, who would you like to go first?
You can go first, go on.
I once had to restrain Richard Madeley. These aren't all true.
You're not going, Richard, so you do the theme tune.
sing the theme tune.
Write the theme tune.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hey, David Williams as well.
Yes.
Okay, Dave, go on.
Me and a friend was once in the wrong toilet making sex noises.
Go on, Max.
Pop and lock, more like my hemorrhoid popped and shocked my doc.
You're grim.
File.
Grim.
What?
Christ.
Hemorrhoid.
Christ. What's wrong
with you? Just body issues, I guess. Yeah. Health. Oh, yeah.
Just had a lot of them.
Yeah. Not my worst. That's a bit dumb.
Oh, okay. All right, then. So, where was Judy in all this?
So, it was at the Pride of Britain Awards.
And you were there.
I was there.
Don't make this true, please.
Not to receive an award.
To receive Richard Madeley.
No, he's a straight man, okay?
Richard Madeley.
Sorry, you throw me off my truth here.
Sorry.
So I was at the Pride of Britain Awards because Carol Vorderman needed a date, and I said, all right, Carol, I'll take you. And I was there, and Paul McCartney was there. You know, Sir Paul McCartney, he's not going to miss one of those.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
Add some authenticity.
Richard Madeley was at the bar, Judy was with him, of course. Naturally, she was there. Four gins deep. And she was a little bit worse for wear. Richard was trying to keep up with her drinking, that is. She wasn't running about. She's a good drinker. So Paul McCartney's, you know, sees a piano. You think, I'm going to tinkle the ivories, naturally. And he heads over to that. I'm shouting, hey, Paul, do Hey Jude. So he's doing it, playing it. Richard thinks this is dedicated to Judy. And he's livid. Oh, yeah. He sees red. And it's not just Carol's dress. What are you doing down there, Richard? I said. Anyway, he leaps towards the stage where Paul McCartney is to throttle him, yeah. Richard's words. And he's just about to put his big size 8 hands around to Paul McCartney's neck. But I've got onto his shoe. I'm not even on the stage, but Richard is. And I'm yanking him down. And Piers Brosnan is there saying, Stephen, I love your work. I go, Piers, no time for this.
Didn't you say the Queen was there at one point? Oh, right.
Please do not add into this story.
Sorry. Wrong evening.
Sorry about that. Anyway.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of when he went on a Ben Rover.
It was a sun. So me and Prince Andrew are pulling him. Prince Andrew's sort of pulling his pants. It's chaos. And we eventually get him downstage. So Paul McCartney finishes the song beautifully. He then does a lovely rendition of Live and Let Die. Fantastic, you know, he's still got it. And Richard was escorted out. Judy stayed. I got her an Uber home. 1.5 surge price.
Oh, mate.
London for you, though, isn't it?
Mm, true.
Paul McCartney's more likely to do meat-free Mondays, isn't he? That's a belter. So go on.
There was vegan options at the buffet.
So me and a friend were in a toilet, separate cubicles. We were doing Bugsy Malone. At a show.
What, in a cubicle?
Yeah. We were doing a stage show, so we was going to this hall to practice, like, rehearse and that. Anyway, went to the toilet, because it was like a school hall. It was like in a school. Ooh, we were doing it. Random school. Don't know where it was. So we'd go there, do, like,
you didn't go to
rehearsal.
School,
I didn't go to the school. No, it was like an after-school thing, but, like, not for
just
your
for
school.
Just for you and your friend.
It was a club. It was a club, basically. But right. Then you go and use this school hall because it was big and had a stage and stuff. So we were going to use their toilets and we went in the wrong ones. Didn't know we was in the wrong ones.
What made them the wrong ones?
But the fact they were female toilets.
Oh, right.
Being the wrong un in it.
Women are wrong-uns.
Yeah. So anyway, we was on the cube in the cubicles. We thought it was having a laugh by going, oh, and it was like, oh yeah, and it was just, you know, doing over the top sex noises because we're funny. And we heard this woman go, oh, am I in the wrong toilet? And it was like, oh dear,
this is awkward. No, I think we're in the wrong toilet.
You didn't think of coming out dressed like Bugsy Malone characters and
no.
convincing this woman she was off, like a psychotic break. Yeah. Coming out dressed as like a gangster.
Yeah.
Or the rapper Bugsy Malone.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, true. True, either, yeah, either either. Well. But it was a very awkward moment. Yeah. I mean, to walk out with the woman there looking. It was very awkward. Very awkward.
Do we have to, really? Do we have to?
You don't have to. No.
Give me the evidence.
No, I just don't.
Not the evidence. Give me the evidence. No.
Right, there's pictures
here. Get on with
it, Christ. So basically, this was back just before we were doing the tour. I had a sort of a issue with my behind.
Yeah.
So I had to go.
Too much plundering, are you?
You wouldn't know. So the doctor had to check it over because of. It was basically. If something happened to it, then I wouldn't be able to do the tour because it was like a pretty big gash. So he checked it. Whatever happened. Everything was fine in the end. But yeah, you know, it's just a sort of a shocking moment for all.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Steve's is a lie.
Oh, really? Wow. I thought that was the most
convincing
one.
Okay. Noted. I don't want that to be true. Right. I think yours is true then, Dave.
Shit. Yeah, you got it right.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Spot on.
No, mine was true.
Mine was true.
Yours was true.
What?
It was John Lennon who played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was a pilonidal sinus.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Well done.
Yeah. Thought I would have had him there.
Yeah.
We call that line of duty.
Nice.
Hey.
Nice.
Hey. Be fine if my name was H. I've never seen it. So no. I don't care.
Don't join in then. We now move on to the viewers' least favourite people.
Buckle
in for this.
Oh dear.
First one is That Detective in Butterside Down. It's an independent film made by Max's friends, starring Max as the detective.
Yeah.
Great character. He solves the case at the end.
Does he?
Realises it was the FBI.
Sure.
Secret agents. Way.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, maybe watch films a bit more critically. Yeah. Not with your base fucking knowledge. Thank you very much.
Taking it well.
Preaching it from the king.
Next up is from Thomas Nichols. He says, Grandpa Joe from the 1971 Willy Wonka film. Massive freeloader until Charlie found the golden ticket.
I'm in a Facebook group called I Have Severe Disdain for Grandpa Joe, and it's just people saying why they hate him all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a popular one.
Famous for freeloading.
And benefit fraud.
Yeah.
Disability fraud.
As soon as he finds the thing, he's dancing around.
Yeah. Not cool,
something
mate.
Fishy going on there.
Yeah.
And not the soup.
It's funny when he does the birds, though, and the fly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The bit where he gets just shredded by the fan.
This one is from Jack. He says, I hate Kevin Spacey because Horrible Bosses wasn't funny at all. Jack, there's another reason now.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you.
Baby Driver.
Yeah. Ryan Giggs, especially after recent events, totally with you on that.
No,
a bit of a
James Corden, he's not well liked. I hate James Corden. Simon Cowell, but he sort of plays into it, doesn't he, Simon Cowell?
Again, that's how he gets the money, doesn't he?
Why is Gordon Ramsay's like a knob to everyone, isn't he? But I love Gordon Ramsay.
I love Gordon Ramsay. He can do no wrong.
Everybody loves Gordon Ramsay, but he goes to like Costa Coffee and tells them to like cook the bacon in a different way.
Yeah.
They don't cook the fucking bacon, do they?
Just
slap her in a
just microwave.
They turn up at 6 a.m. to make some cheeky Scottish fucker.
These poor minimum wage workers.
Yeah. He's like, this is fucking raw.
Mark Wahlberg. I can see that.
Okay, yeah.
Didn't he assault those Asians?
Yeah, he did. A lot of racism.
Did he?
Violent racism.
He blinded someone in one eye from aggravated assault.
Yeah.
Not cool, Mark. Not cool.
Cool.
Wow. Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh,
fuck off!
Yeah. Kieran Stewart said Alison Hammond, BTEC Gemma Collins. Go fuck yourself, Kieran. Alison Hammond is, sure, a bigger lady, but that is the only similarity between her and Gemma.
Who is Alison Hammond?
A funny presenter. Who's on this morning?
The Birmingham woman.
Yeah.
She's funny.
She had Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford in stitches.
She did.
She did.
Stitches.
From hitting them. No. Oh, from laughing.
Stop with your brummy agenda.
How can you eat Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah, what the fuck? Sister?
I think I see him rat race when she's going down the stairs.
Or if you've seen IMAX, then you would hate her.
It's now time for IMAX.
Gotta love that IMAX.
It's IMAX.
Max, you were spoken to last week by three angry Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you've changed your ways.
I took all the criticisms on board. I was told that there would be a review of IMAX.
Yep.
So I took that into consideration.
You've not done the review yourself.
Took that into my own hands, and I, you know, went around to ask people what they thought of IMAX.
Nice.
Fair enough.
Spice it up a bit.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Last week on IMAX.
No more reviews, okay? No more. Yeah. There'll be a review of IMAX after this week's.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Following this appalling response to my hot, fresh reviews, I've decided to hit the streets to see how people really feel about IMAX. Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. What's up? Got you here. Do you think IMAX is good?
No! No!
Anyway, who do I know around here I could ask? Let's use the radio for inspiration.
What's the most surprising thing you found about being PM?
I found out I couldn't actually get a Thai curry.
Well, Boris, I'll get you that Thai green curry with a little side of IMAX review in. All right, Boris, you prick. It's me, your delivery driver. Do you like IMAX?
No.
Well, fuck you then. Fuck. All I've got is this Thai green curry and a busted bumper. Wait, Thai green. I know who to ask. Hello, mate. Only me. Sorry to interrupt your party, but I got some of that curry I didn't give Boris laugh my ass off.
Rob a savage.
Lol. Anyway, do you like IMAX?
Oh yes, daddy.
Hey, that question was for Cameron. Wait, have you eaten all my curry?
Oh yes, daddy.
God, this is it. I've run over a Prime Minister and killed a man. My life is... You stop farting.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Ah, at least you liked IMAX. Hopefully next week we can find out, what movie gets five
Cheers,
stars.
Cheers, Max. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Was that me at the end? Who was that at the end?
I think that was you, yeah.
The link
between Ty Green and Cameron Green.
Where did you get
Oh, no, that was your friend. You're having a party and your friend answered for you.
All right, cheers. Yeah. All right, nice.
Yes, Daddy.
I need to go be sick.
Yeah.
For that. That was a.
Not
terrible.
Just because of the poo noises, because it was dreadful.
That was that
poo
shit.
Was farting.
Splitting hairs. Sorry, Dave.
They won't be splitting hairs because they probably used the Manscaped.
Don't bring their name into this, please. They don't want to be associated. Now Dave's gone. Understandably, after that crock of shit. It's great to announce our new sponsor on the podcast, Des Pies. And for the first time ever, we've got Des on the podcast.
Wow.
Come on, Des.
Wow.
Thank you, our new sponsor.
Hello.
Hey, Des. Great to have you.
So am I going to pull my own chair, or is it... You're not going to do it?
I'll do it.
I'm a guest on the show. And
I've got a handful of pie here. Yeah. So.
Took your time with it, you know what I mean?
Are
you telling me what to do? I'm giving you money.
Sorry, Des.
State of him.
Interesting. So, Des Pies.
Hey. I'm Des Pies, this is my new product.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
shut up, fatty. keep your mouth to your mouth. You know, not talking to you. Do you know what I despise? Fat people and just looking at him.
We're your fucking current market, mate.
Why are you just
Des Pies in his fucking four eyes? Yeah.
Paying you money.
He's paying us.
Crikey. Anyway, as I was saying, you would have thought.
Why you try some of the pie, Max?
Try it.
He's a reviewer of films.
Oh, is he?
A reviewer of pies.
Oh, is he? What do you think?
Fucking fit, mate.
What?
Fucking fit, he says.
Oh,
fucking
I
fit,
thought
mate.
So. I thought so.
And that's
so.
As good as it gets with the Pimax.
Pimax.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are my double whammy pies.
I don't mean that camera.
Sorry,
Des. Get to fuck.
Go on. What?
Get fuck
you're
on.
Getting, like, you're getting paid for this, mate.
Oh, my God. We got Fatty and then over here. Like, what's going on? Just pick up the pie.
Let me feed you. Come
no,
on.
No, fuck off.
Just a bite.
Sure, oh, the pie.
It looks lovely. Are you in that cold slab of shit? Sorry, Des. It's not happening.
Do you know what I call it? There you go. A little pie for you. Do you know what else I hate?
So, Des, why don't we talk about you? And we've seen enough of the pies. So, do you have any family, any kids?
I do. I have loads, and they don't like me. Yeah. Shut up, flame on. You know, with the ginger nut over here. You know, you get what I mean?
Look flame on like Johnny Storm.
Johnny's... Shut up, fatty. I'm not talking to you. You know? And I'm looking it over. I'm just so... Just can't look at you. You... Like, what's this? Oh, look at my necklace. Oh, look at me. I've got money.
How the fuck can you have four eyes and not one of them's pointing the right way?
Right. Who is the owner of this podcast? Right. I am on this show paying you guys. Yeah. And this is how I'm being spoke to.
Well, I think, Des, you may be... You know, rubbed us up the wrong way a little bit.
What
you know,
do you mean?
Where you've called him fatty, refused to look at him. You refused to look at Cameron.
Even though you're looking right at us.
What are you saying? What are you saying about my eyes? None of it. Right. This whole pie is worth more than your house.
He's so, just ripped it in off.
How much are you selling for, Des?
These £6 a pot.
Where do you think I fucking live?
In a cardboard box by your outfit.
Des.
Yeah, so who's this over here?
That's Joe.
What's he doing here? Just like a shit in a corner or something, you know? Just over there. Oh, look at my beard. It's grown.
Really gone for you there, Joe.
Yeah,
that's probably the nicest thing we've said about you.
Yeah, so look at his hair. You know, you say, what are you what are you talking for, fatty? keep yourself to yourself. Like, don't even look at me.
I'm
going to
meet you in the fucking car park
after
this.
What are you going to do? Roll on me?
Yeah, like I did your mum last night, yeah?
Right, hold up.
Talk about
the
tasty pie.
Hey! Talk about
the
tasty pie,
am I right? Then add your dad's sausage roll, yeah? You fucking cum stain.
Yeah, none of this.
How fucking dare you come onto this podcast and mock me?
I'm paying you.
I haven't seen a fucking penny yet.
Des cries, man.
Guys, right. I'm sick and tired of this shit. Coming on here, flame on over here. You know.
I was on flames with your mum last night.
I'm fuming. Last time I was this angry, I saw the fat person. You know,
did you walk in your dad's room last night? Yeah, it's probably them, wasn't it?
Rage upon me. Right, that's it. Right. Fuck your payment. You don't touch my pies. He's all better than you.
It's only 12 quid worth of pies.
I hate you all. You're not funny. You're all.
No.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not funny, eh?
I like your mum's cream pie. How's it gone?
You know, Des.
Look.
Some hard truths there from Des.
that's a shame when you meet the people behind the money.
Yeah.
Right, Dave.
It's just had a bloke say, I laugh like a sheep.
Well, yeah. That's quite nice for him. Quite gentle, to be honest.
And I look like a sloth.
Yeah.
Just,
oh.
What else did he say?
Nice eye, fatty. Nothing even there.
Jesus.
Sounds
like a right prick.
He said, look at your hair. Would a cow lick it? Like, what are you on about? Like,
Jesus.
Do you know what I mean? He went he's like, get a straight face.
It's now time for a new segment. It's called Dave Rates or Dave Hates.
It's Dave Rates or Dave Hates.
It's Dave Rates or Hates.
He's hating
confused
or rating.
By the jingle.
Exactly. We'll work on it.
Okay, Dave, we need to get your hot takes on whether you hate it or rate it, okay?
Okay.
This is your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be influenced by anyone else. Okay, first up is Primark.
Primark. Bit cheap. Like, but they do used to do cheap clothing, I suppose, don't they? So, hence the cheap and ratingness of it. Primark.
Hate or rate?
Hate or rate. I rate it.
Okay.
Nice shop if you ain't got money.
Primark.
Nice. Okay. There you go.
Next up is beards.
Beards. See, I'm a fan of beards myself. I wish I could grow one. Like Matt.
Jenner, if you want.
Yeah.
Hey. All right, it's all out now.
I can grow is this little. I get a little bit here. So mine's a bit pathetic at the minute. But I rate beards. Yeah. Rate beards.
Cricket.
Ooh, never been a fan. I'll tell you what though. You know the World Cup, the recent World Cup, cricket World Cup. That was insane. Okay. Like the final anyway, that was insane. But apart from that,
rate or hate?
Hate.
Our first hate there.
Yeah.
Next up is coconut.
Coconut, ooh. I like the idea of a coconut. You know, like, well, do you know what's always confused me? How do they grow coconut trees? Like, what's the seed? Yeah. What is the seed, though?
Is the coconut the seed?
That is insane.
Grapes, aren't they?
There's a bit on the coconut.
That grows out.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Loads of people are killed by coconuts every year.
Yeah, it falls out red.
Choking a bouncy.
It must make a funny noise.
Imagine if Isaac Newton was sitting under a coconut tree.
The world would be a different place, yeah.
There's actually very few coconuts in America, and there's a guy who made a whole show about it called Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I like bounties, so yeah. I rate them. And I like the smell.
I like
the smell of coconuts as well.
Cameron, I wrote this before I knew you were on as well. Ready for this?
Wow.
Dipping fries into milkshake.
The hate. That is vile. And people that do it should be put
Get
down.
Get out.
What about chicken select?
Mate, no. Just anything in a milk.
Dipping fries into chicken select.
If you put a chocolate bar in milkshake, fair enough.
What about digestives in your mum's bath?
Come on.
You guys don't do that?
No, that's a milkshake.
You're the chocolate hobnobs because, you know, they last a while and the redox goes beautifully. So you're not a fan of dipping fries into milkshake?
No, not at all.
I'll second you. A million years. Yeah. Never tried it, man.
So it goes with the bath. Final one is Kanye West.
No, he's a bit mental, isn't he? I like some of his songs.
Yeah.
They're all right. Song-wise, rate. Person-wise, hate.
Overall?
Hate.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That was Dave Rates or Hates.
It was Dave Rates or Hates.
It's Dave Rates or Hates.
We're going to work on the jingle.
Thousands.
Wow. From one great segment to another. It's Obscene Green.
Obscene Green.
As far as jingles go. So you've asked me to look up some instances of hate on throughout history.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Oliver Cromwell. Not many people like him, given the hindsight of history.
Oh, maybe.
Band the original OC.
In 1644, he declared pie-eating a pagan form of pleasure. 16 years, pie-eating and making went underground.
Really?
Until restoration leaders lifted the ban.
Like the Prohibition, but for pies.
Yeah.
Wow. I never knew this.
Imagine what life must have been like. Like going That'd underground, like what do you want?
Do you remember when they did the pasty tax and there was a big uproar?
Yeah.
People were fuming in the streets.
Yeah.
In Wigan, you know, it'd be life wouldn't be worth living.
Yeah.
I love it out there.
You imagine like a speakeasy with
with pies? Yeah. Sounds fucking ideal.
I think
someone's really missing a trick not starting a business doing that.
Yeah.
Like a underground speakeasy pies. For pies.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is called the Hartlepool Monkey Incident.
I've heard of this.
During the Napoleonic Wars, a French ship wrecked along a remote shore of England.
Mm-hmm.
The lone survivor was the captain's pet monkey, who was dressed in a little army uniform. The locals...
We don't have lifeboats, but we got...
The locals, having never seen a Frenchman before, assumed he was French. They arrested the monkey, tried and convicted him for being a French spy. When they hung him, the monkey kept climbing up the rope, proving to be an elusive victim of capital punishment, which is why to this day, residents of Hartlepool are known as monkey hangers.
I know that story because a person in my class was called that, monkey hanger. And I was like, what's that all about? And then Chris from Middlesbrough,
the smoggy, as they like it, confirmed me. So, well, nice little boring story for you. Yeah.
Right, I've got priest. My last one is about Olympics winners, because one thing everybody hates, it's a
racist
medal winner.
Cheater. Everyone hates cheaters. So, if you look on the Wikipedia for the races at the Olympics, some of the stories.
Races or racists?
Races, like Olympics races. The winner of the race was doped by his trainers with small doses of rat poison and brandy. And in the same race, one guy nearly died from inhaling road dust kicked up by officials' cars. Another got severe stomach cramps when he stopped for a snack along the route and ate a bad apple. Another was chased from the track by dogs. And this is my favourite one. The first to arrive at the finish line was American runner Fred Laws. He'd actually dropped out of the race after 9 miles and hitched a ride back to the stadium in a car. When the car broke down at the 19th mile, he re-entered the race and jogged across the finish line.
Wow.
There you go, that's obscene green. Everyone hates a cheat. They're in for cheaters.
Who was the Armstrong that cheated? What was his name?
Lance. Oh, shit. He didn't really go to the moon. The real cheat was Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah.
It's now time for Put It To The Max.
Put it to the max,
to the max, put it to the max.
Na 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 na.
Hey.
Hi, please call me Leroy. My problem is that my penis looks circumcised, but I'm not Jewish or American. I don't know how to ask my parents if I was circumcised when I was a baby. Please roleplay this so I can see what it would go like. Thanks, goodbye.
If you're called Leroy, your parents probably hillbillies. You fucking bit it off.
Not his...
Fuck.
No, it's not his
Where's
real name.
Where's that one not?
Yeah, it's just... Could be any name, that.
Right, Leroy.
We can't go off
to drink it.
So Leroy, he wants us to act out parents, circumcised boy, Leroy.
Yeah, maybe the foreskin.
Leroy parents and...
Someone be the foreskin.
At some point, we'll introduce a fourth character.
Yeah.
So, who wants to play whom?
Can I be the foreskin?
Who wants to be Leroy?
Yeah, why not?
You'll be Leroy?
Why not, yeah.
You'll be the parents?
Both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sort of me and you, but you can be...
Okay. And then we'll introduce Cameron at some point.
Hey, guys! I've just been experimenting, and we've like... porn and stuff, and a penis.
You're a crass sod.
And I don't know if I'm circumcised or not.
Give it here.
What?
No, that's not circumcised. It's not circumcised, it's small-sized.
Dad, what do you think?
I'm not your dad, I'm your mum.
Oh, Mum, what do you think?
I think that's proper taste of that. Just like father, like son.
Bloody hell, Barbara, you wouldn't touch me, but you'd shag our son.
Not mine, it's not my son.
This must be your real mother here.
Yeah. Come in. Perfect timing.
Father, it's me, your foreskin. They took me away from you.
What?
They put me in the wash. They said I like a sock.
He's not saying.
I'm back. It's a lie. They've been feeding you lies. They're not even your real parents.
I know you. You're a terrible Avon lady who's gone to great lengths to try and get in our house. Sell us stuff.
I had to turn to the Avon. You took me away from my home. I was selling mascara on the street.
My own flesh and blood.
You were bought fucking mascara from a flesh sock. No one else. Not even around here. It's sick. You're sick. They're not your parents. They're Kevin Spacey.
That's right, I'm Kevin Spacey. And I've been Kevin Spacey all along.
And you must be...
That's right, Bill Gates.
We're married now.
Please. Oh, no.
Let me back on. I'll keep you warm and I can call it night.
Let me staple you.
Come here.
Oh.
Don't you want to be on Kevin Spacey?
Jumped in off 5 minutes earlier, Kevin. You missed your chance.
If you come on to me, I'll probably be in him soon anyway.
Oh, no.
Anyway, while I've got you, if you turn to page 3, there's some lovely...
We fucking brochure, have
we? Fucking foundations. You fell for it.
There you go, Leroy. We've all lost a little bit of something today. So now it's time for the final question. What's something you hated but now love?
Friends. I was an avid hater of Friends, and now I'm a big fan.
Okay.
That's
why did you hate it?
I hated the laughing, you know, like
the
behind. Yeah. And I saw a clip of them, like, Ross, Joey, asking for the waiter, and that's all he does. And then all of a sudden, they're like,
yeah.
I was like, that's just a bit fake. But yeah, I just thought it was one of those fake comedies that just have the laughter to make you laugh. And then I actually watched it, and it's not half bad. Not half bad.
Cameron, something you hated and now love?
Pizza.
Yeah.
I love pizza, and I used to like pizza.
Really?
And then I, you know, grew up, had a pizza. It's awesome.
Why did you hate it?
I liked it. And then was just a really fussy eater.
Yeah.
For years and years and years, and then just didn't have it. And then I got pissed New Year's. Everyone had some pizza, and I was that pissed. Oh, I'll get a pizza. I had it for a new year. I'd ate the whole thing, and now I'm a fat shit.
Yeah. Drink the globe.
Coffee for me.
Coffee?
Yeah.
No.
Used to drink coffee, and it would give me sort of like proper bad anxiety. But now I drink it, and I'm fine.
Are you just giving bad diarrhea?
I'm really, really good on it, yeah.
is it linked to the diarrhea?
Yeah, maybe.
I was so worried I'd shit myself in public, but then I stopped caring.
Then I remembered.
So apparently it's a common thing. Sort of triggers the fight or flight response.
It does, yeah.
Never knew that.
Maybe long journeys, like car journeys, you can sort of...
Life.
Yeah, train journeys.
Long journey.
Sort of enjoy those.
Yeah.
Because I used to get the train to London a lot. So I really started to hate that. And then like we went the other month. That was
quite good.
Yeah.
Nice when you got company. A lot easier with company,
I have
to say.
No, it was quite hard, actually. It felt longer.
So there we have it. We've spoken about some really terrible things, terrible people.
Yeah.
We've come out feeling better. I guess, in a way, guys, don't hate.
It's too much hate in the world for love.
Is there any justice?
That means you can't love.
Yeah, true. I mean, there's too much.
It's too much to love in the world.
Start hating.
I feel like if you hate someone, it just sort of weighs down on you.
It does.
A little negative.
Turns out that girl Megan that I really hated, mum was a schizophrenic. So
what the?
And that news has come up very recently.
Oh, I did feel sorry
for a joke. No. From Jungle Gym.
And it's done a circle.
There you go.
I felt sorry for her after that, and I still hate her, but less.
You changed your name to
less.
Jenna, and now you're
going out. Yeah.
I've got to go home. My sister will be there.
Yeah.
I'll think one day.
Well, there we have it. I've been joined by David Rees.
It's me.
Max Smith.
That's me.
See Jimmy G.
That's me. Oh.
And Joe McGraw, who's left now, but well, good riddance.
Didn't get a fucking clap.
Right. You did. I was
clapping. Fuck off.
So
if you beg for the clap, it don't count, does it?
True.
Sure. Can't give you a fucking clap whether you like it or not.
Yeah. I was laughing at this. It's me.
Yeah.
Nice one, Max. You took away Cameron's shine there.
I've got Cameron shining for 3 hours on there.
You sort of blend into the wall behind
and the curtains.
I don't know where the wall begins and Cameron ends.
Anyway, stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.